Good afternoon, everyone. Wanted to continue a little bit in our series on chinuch, in our series on raising happy and healthy children. So we began this series a few weeks ago with a live share that was also live-streamed. And I wanted to continue just along this same theme, different ideas in terms of parenting, different ideas in terms of what we can do, obviously each in our own way, to be able to raise happy, healthy, well-adjusted, inspired children. So today I'm going to present to you a short idea that Emir Tzashem we will build on in coming shiurim. I'm quoting to you from a sefer titled Da Es Yoladecha. The name of the sefer is literally To Know Your Children, written by a mechaber and author in Eretz Yisrael, who authored a series of different svarim under the title of Da No. So there's Da's Atzmicha, we did the sefer in the morning shir, and he brings up an incredible pointer that I think is simple, probably obvious to most of us, but yet one that sometimes I think escapes us in the heat of the moment when parenting our children. So I'm going to quote you from his words. He says the following: Niftach bedugma. So it's in the middle of a bigger discussion, but he says, let me give you an example. Bisha tovu mitzlachas nola libnei azug tinoko tinokes. Baruch Hashem, a couple is blessed with the children. Kfi shekolanu makirim biyam harishonu va'af ma'avar lakach kimat shelo kayemes hava maharich anol dahorim. So interestingly enough, when a child is born, so there's very little interaction per se, or maybe the better word is, there's very little relationship that occurs between the parent and the child. Obviously, the child is born, the child doesn't have the ability to talk, the child doesn't have the ability to communicate, besides crying when the child is hungry or uncomfortable. But in essence, there's an entity that is now related to you. There's something here that's an extension of you in this world. But he writes, but in reality, there's not really a relationship. And the way we would define a relationship, when we talk about a relationship, we mean that there's a dialogue, that maybe there's common interests, common goals, aspirations, perhaps some type of synergistic partnership. But when that newborn is born, although there, of course, is a biological relationship, and there is an emotional relationship as well, but it's not how we would normally go ahead and define a meaningful relationship. Yet the Mechaber says, Ha'im bishlav ze ein ahava mitzad horim klapi yiladim. But is there any normal parent who doesn't love their newborn, doesn't love their child, when they come into this world? So the Mechaber is raising an interesting point here. You know, love, when we speak about loving someone or loving something, there's usually something, there's a catalyst that launches that love. A man and woman get married, there's a love. So physical attraction could be part of it, but hopefully there's more to that. There's common interests, common goals, common aspirations. Perhaps again on a more highly developed level, what I lack is what my wife has. Her strengths complement my deficiencies. My strengths complement her deficiencies. But yet when it comes to this initial relationship between a parent and a newborn child, there's no relationship as we define it in the classical sense. Yet, every single parent loves their children when they come into this world. So he explains, Hamaskara mesbakeshes mikach lezbonin, Shabasis harishoni shala'ava maschil kidavar sasum, ve'einenu novea me'achile kagoloi etzel hayelet, lelo ke'el kol kesha l'ramat ha'kishrono shelo, kamuhu nechmont, kamuhu chaviv, kamuhu masliach. So the Mechaber explains, it turns out then, that the first stage of parental love for a child has nothing to do with the qualities, characteristics, or personality of my child. It makes no difference if he or she is exceptionally scholastic or academically gifted. It doesn't make a difference if he or she is athletic. It's not that he's funny, she's cute. None of those characteristics are developed yet. As such, there is a love. But the Mechaber explains so incredibly beautiful. He says, it's an unconditional love. It's a love that is not based on anything other than the fact that you are my child and I am your parent. I don't even know who you are or what you're going to be or what you're going to grow up into. All I know is that you're my child. And for that, you have the full measure, every little bit of love I have to give. Lu'umazos, he compares it to other types of love. Kasher adam nosei ben o bas zug. So when a man and woman get married, ha'ava b'nei maschila l'achar sh'nerechas ha'ikaros. So when a man and woman are dating, so love develops when they get to know each other. This, as an aside, is an important yisod in Shiduchim, how sometimes I think that there's such an incredible contemporary pressure for people, for young men and women, to make decisions about their life partner while only having known them for a couple of dates. When at the end of the day, true love, although I would agree with the notion that true love only comes about after marriage, but at least embryonic love can begin even during dating when people have the opportunity to know each other. So then when a couple gets to know each other and they decide ultimately again that I have feelings for you, you have feelings for me, love is able to begin to germinate, and that's how our relationship starts. So the Mechaber says, this love, every parent knows what I'm describing. This, when you see your child born into this world, when you hold them for those first few moments, you're smitten. You're madly in love with this child. You know them for 3 minutes. You have no idea what their personality is, what their predispositions are, what their proclivities are, what they're going to be good at, what they're not going to be good at, what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. Yet none of it matters. None of it matters. In that moment when I meet my child for the first time, I am madly in love with that little boy, with that little girl. So we see that the first stage of parental love for a child does not stem from knowing my child. It doesn't stem, Eina Masrila Me Karsam Yalit. It doesn't stem because I got to know the child, seems like a pretty nice boy, pretty nice girl, you know, I think I'm going to keep them. There's none of that. That love is created simply because that child is my child and I am his or her parent. Elohu Masrila Minakudo Gulmis Bishlav Shadain Enenu Makirim Es Tchunosav Unakudo Saofi Shalo. Even before I know what that child is going to become, I already love them. Vimkein Zehu Basis Shalava Shemutva Beneshva Shahorim Liyadehem. This becomes the foundational love that parents have for their children. This unconditional love, all in love. You know, in that moment, when you hold your child for the first time, when you meet them for the first time, in Olam Hazeh, in this world, if somebody were to ask you, tell me, what would you do for this child? So you'd say anything, anything. How much do you love this child? Words can't even capture how much I love this child. How long have you known this child? 2 minutes and 43 seconds. Illogical. Illogical. But it's supposed to be illogical. The foundational love that a parent has for a child is an unconditional, emotional, spiritual attachment that cannot be explained intellectually or rationally. He goes on. He says, "Vezehu basis shala'ava shemutva benefesh om liyadeim." This is the type of love that is at the foundation of a parent for their child. And this is at the root of every single love that parents have for children. Ava atzmit. Just a love for the child as he or she is, without any understanding or knowledge about who or what they're going to become. Then he says something interesting. So ma kore kishayaldim gedelim. So what happens as our children get older? Ha'horim maschilin la'at la'at la'akir osam. As our children get older, they develop personalities. And as they develop personalities, we get to know them a little bit better. From the time that my child is young, I begin to see their maturation, I begin to see their personality, I begin to see their traits. And what happens as my child gets older? I begin to see their personality, and I begin to see that which they're good at, that which they're deficient in. I begin to see their good traits. I begin to see their negative traits. I begin to see a whole person in all of their aspects and features. V'hine, yeshna tofa nefutza, shekasha yeshla adam kama yiladim bebayis. So the Mechaber says something very interesting. There's another dynamic that often happens, that if a family is blessed with multiple children, So what happens? And each of those children we know are different. Each of those children have their own personalities, their own strengths, their own weaknesses. Li'itim kayemes netia shalis chabrus va'aba mitzad ha'av o ha'im klape echad mehayilodim yosre me'le'echav. Sometimes it happens that parents, we use the word love one child more than the other. Often it's not that they love them, but they're drawn to one child more than the others. The idea being, because maybe the parent, this happens for a variety of different reasons, which are complex and vary situation to situation, but sometimes a parent sees him or herself more in one child than they see the other. Sometimes the failures of a child remind the parent of his or own personal failures. There's such a variety of different things, but the reality is that sometimes in life, as our children get older, so we begin to identify their personalities, and sometimes those personalities bring us closer to them, sometimes those personalities push us further from them. I'll give you this simple mashal. If a parent is blessed with twins, I could speak to this, Baruch Hashem, when you hold those two babies, you love them both the same. As time goes on, unfortunately, a parental dynamic could develop where a parent favors one of those children or feels drawn more to one of those children than the other, for whatever the reason may be. Says the Mechaber, Ulechora, im ha'ava le'yilodim haisa nish'eres tadir kefi mashi haisa b'shash hayanolad, im kein tofa kezula haisa kayames. So the Mechaber says something absolutely amazing. He says, it turns out, therefore, that parental love for a child really takes on two different stages. There's the love that a parent has when the child is born, and that love, the Mechaber says, is ava shalahorim elav hi ava tivit. He calls it an ava tivis, a natural love that is not based on anything other than the fact, this is my child, I am the parent. An ahava tivis, a natural love. Kevan shua ben shalahem. Then there's a second type of love. U'beshlav shela acher mikan, nivnis ahava nosefes. Then there's another type of love. Shiachein mevuseses al gilui ishiyuso utchunosav shela yelet. That second type of love is developed ultimately, again, what we'll call more like a personalistic or personality love, an individualized love. This is a love that a parent develops because they like what they see in the maturation of their child. I'm happy with the choices you have made. I'm happy with the achievements that you have made. I'm happy with the finish lines that you have crossed. I'm happy with the strides. I'm happy with what you're doing. I'm proud of you. Maybe I see a little bit of me in you, or maybe I see in you what I always wanted to be but couldn't become. You know, parents are complex people, especially when it comes to their children. But this is the second stage of love. What he calls, if the first stage is this ahava tivis, this natural love, this inherent love that is totally separated and divorced from any type of personalistic identity of my child, just because it's my child. The second stage of love is this personalistic identity love, where there's a connection, or sometimes, chas v'shalom, a lack of connection because of who my child has become, is becoming, or what they're doing in life. So the Mechaber explained these two type of loves. And why am I sharing this with you? So we'll continue in this theme in future Shi'urim. But I think what the Mechaber is really teaching us over here is something amazing, which is part of raising children in a loving home is never losing that ahava tivis, that natural love. That love that we felt when we first held them when they came into this world, that love, you know, in that moment, if my kid spit up on me, if my kid, you know, made on me, whatever they did, it wouldn't make a difference. It wouldn't make any difference. I will tell you that I remember when my oldest daughter was born, we were in the hospital and they put the eye ointment by her eye. And for some reason, I was wearing a brand new shirt that day, and she turned her head into me and the eye ointment got on my shirt. And the truth is, under any other circumstance, it ruined the shirt. It never came out, just whatever it was, dry cleaning, washing machine, it wouldn't make a difference. But I'll tell you, I never threw out that shirt. Because to me, although I lost the shirt, I gained such a beautiful treasure. That's the ahava tivis, That's the natural love that we have for our children when they come into this world. Our job as parents is to hold on to that love, to continue to love them unconditionally, even when they develop in ways that, let's be honest, are not so lovable. Even though as they continue to grow up and they make some good decisions, some bad decisions, they do things I like, they do things I don't like. And again, it's very tempting to hinge my love on their personal accomplishments. If you're a good child, I love you more. If you're not a good child, I love you less. But that's not what a parent is about. A parent is about harnessing that ahava tivis, that natural innate love that I felt at the time when they were born, where I would do anything and everything for them with love. And there was nothing more I loved in the universe than that little boy, than that little girl. That's the love we have to take with us as our children grow up. And that's the love we have to draw on in difficult times with our children. You know, sometimes Rabbi Twersky gives a very good parable. I think I've mentioned this before in other shiurim. In his positive parenting book, he talks about that, you know, if you never tell a child that they're bad. You could tell a child they did something bad. You could discipline the child, but the child is never bad. Why is the child never bad? So sometimes as parents, you see to ourselves, it's not true. Sometimes my kid is bad. Because if I go back to that ahava tivis, if I go back to that natural love, the moment that they were born, the child was all goodness. That goodness is there. Sometimes the goodness is obscured. Sometimes the goodness gets a little bit lost. Sometimes the goodness is a little bit more difficult to be found, but it's there. And so that love, that natural love, has to be something that my child feels from me in every single moment. The ahava tivis, having the constant natural love for my child, doesn't mean that I don't discipline them. We'll talk about discipline in a different shiur, but I always have to discipline. But in those moments when I really feel like my child has failed, and in those moments when I really feel that I'm profoundly disappointed in what my child is doing and the mistakes that they have made and the wrong choices that they have made. And in that moment where I really feel, you know what? I love you, but I don't like you. Or I like you, but I don't love you. But I begin to feel like angry at my child and upset for the things that they are doing that are impacting their life and sometimes impacting my life, the parents' life, the family's life as well. I have to take a deep breath. Of course, I have to figure out what strategy to use, how to relate to that child, how to properly discipline, how to convey the right kind of messaging. But in my heart, I have to draw. I have to close my eyes and draw on those first few moments when my beautiful child was in this world. To remember that love, to remember that connection, to remember that ahava tivis, and to make sure that I hold that in my heart and that somehow I convey that to my child, even in the most difficult of times, even when I don't really feel like I want to love my child. I have to access that ahava tivis, that natural love, feel it for myself, and make sure my child feels it as well. We'll stop over here for today, but Emir Hashem, in the coming weeks, we'll cover some other topics related to parenting, related to raising children. And Halavai HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just bless all of us with the strength, with the knowledge, with the wisdom, and perhaps most importantly, with the stamina to be able to build our beautiful mishpachos and to be able to raise inspired children. Have a wonderful day.